Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Motherfucker!
Previously on Legend in My Spare Time.
I heard there's congratulations. You, after the 50th and the 51st episode, you're calling it quits. It's over.
No.
You're being replaced.
Oh.
I was just upstairs. I heard the brass. They're going with the Dutchman as the new host of the show, and they're going to keep Jeff Black around because they like his stories, and they're going to make Dave K sell popcorn out front.
Wow.
Well, as you see, the rest of the people aren't here. Like the Dutchman, where's he?
I don't know.
The show's on at the same time every week. We record at the same time. You show up at the same time. We drink coffee at the same time. Yet, I don't see Dutchman. I don't see Jeff Black because they're working on the show themselves. You're out. It's so over.
Well, they said apparently the Dutchman, he's geared up and ready to go.
Taking plenty against Paul Robinson with England, but how much was it weighing in your mind? This could win us the 19th title.
Yeah, of course, so it's a great feel after the year I've had. You know, the ups and downs with the year I've had. So for me, this is the finals. That penalty was great for the team, and thankfully it's cost the league.
You say ups and downs. Does that really cover it?
Of course, winning the Premier League, you know, it's an incredible feeling to get that 19th title and to go, you know, the most successful English team to win the Premier League. It's a great feeling for all of us.
It's your fourth. Is it even more special because it overtakes Liverpool for the club?
Of course, for me personally, it's been an Everton fan, you know, to win the Premier League 19 times. As I said, for the whole team, for the fans, you know, the whole club, it's a great feeling for us.
During the second half, I saw you praying. Is that how it felt?
No, of course, we know we needed the points, so we're thankful we've got them.
What am I going to do in celebration? Ryan, title number 12 for you, does it still feel special?
Yeah, of course. It's a tough league to win, and you can see by the celebrations, it's still as special as ever.
How do you keep doing it?
Just desiring, just for moments like this, really. It's a pleasure to play in this team. The team spirit is brilliant, and we want to win trophies.
You know that this hasn't been hailed as the greatest ever Manchester United side. Does that insult you, and what does this team have?
No, we're champions and we're in the Champions League final. It's a rubbish team.
So here at Legend in My Spare Time, we would like to take a minute to wish our congratulations to the most successful football team in history, Manchester United, on their record 19th Premier League title in England. Fuck you, Liverpool. Fuck you up your Scouser asses. That's for you, Ollie.
Former goaltender of the Toronto Maple Leafs. You are listening to The Legends in My Spare Time. Is it okay?
It's like masturbation in my ears.
Brother Bellas in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Bellet bridge waves of comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Destination unknown. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever the hell you are, ladies and gentlemen, Twi'leks and cave trolls,
Elves and Ewoks. Welcome to another episode of Legend in My Spare Time. I am your host, Tim, the dirtiest of the Dutchmen, Van Boss. Here beside me, we've got Mr. Black.
It's the hardcore hick.
The hardcore hick himself. Who else we got in the room over here? Lenny, why don't you say hi to the fine folks?
I'm not cool with this. This is fucked. Like, you had that bit for Manchester United winning, and then you just kicked them out. Like, you made him record, and it's over. I don't feel good about this. I'm not happy to be here. This is a terrible thing that's happened. But I guess congratulations to you, Dutchman. You're the new host of Legend in My Spare Time, and you've earned it. And upstairs, those guys, I guess you blew enough of them until you're the champ. Congratulations.
Thanks, I guess. You're a terrible son of a bitch. And for the record, I didn't fire him. I didn't have a hand in it. I just got the job posting came available. I submitted my resume to HR. I went through my subsequent interviews and did the whole criminal background check. And when they forgave me for that kind of shit, yeah, now we're down here.
Yeah, but I saw you up there last week, just like I told all those people out there, and you were like shaking hands, kissing babies, and sucking dicks.
Hey.
And hey. You're the host, but okay, I'm happy to be here because I still have a job, but not everybody does. So are you going to introduce this guy?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go say hi?
What's going on, everybody? Oh, that was not good. I'm on as good a roll as you right now. You're nervous, aren't you?
I'm a little nervous. It's the first night on the job. I got the jitters. I'm all twittipated. I'm not normally this hyped up because it's not normally my job to be that exciting.
You fucking twittipated?
Twittipated.
Oh, man. Fuck. That's fucking gay.
Impact Eddie Osborne's here. You didn't introduce him. You're the new host of this greatest show ever. Clearly, before the ratings drop off real quick because we got him up there high, you better say hi to him.
Hi, Eddie. How are you today?
I'm doing real good. Had a lot of fun today, and wow, I can't believe you're the host. Where's Matt, man?
Last I heard, he was getting ready for work tomorrow. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. We had some scheduling stuff.
I haven't seen him at Planet Leisure. He hasn't been around. He must have devastated him.
You know what? It's a tough economy. I got one thing to say to Matt. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Fuck you.
That's so harsh, man. Like, he was a brother to us. Maybe
he's
more.
Not dead. He's just fired.
He could just as well be dead. He ain't here.
He's dead to me.
Would anyone hang out with him now, though? Like, this is why we hung out with him, right?
Yeah, sort of. He worked for me, so I was. You know, we're not tight.
Now, as you'll notice, Lenny, the music's gone in the background. You're not in charge here.
Oh, no, but that was from one of our listener emails. They requested it because the things are changing because now we're listening to what's going on in there because people were angry. They hated Matt's fucking music in the background. So it's gone. Well, good for you. Congratulations. That's a good not one for the Dutchman.
Yeah, I'm glad the music's gone. So I fucking kind of like the Dutchman. Yeah, I wouldn't full on blow him like him, but
you're saying you wouldn't blow me.
I got standards, man. Fuck.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know, bears got to eat, but sometimes that bear's going to starve because fuck, it just ain't shit around.
All right. Well, this is taking too fucking long.
Apparently, you already blew him because you're still here.
You know, Lenny, just because I occasionally work for you at the store, I can't tell you to fuck off for that.
Yes,
but you know
can.
I'm thinking. Fuck off for that.
All right.
Yeah. Sure. We're all here. Let's have a good time.
I'm just trying to stick up for my buddy, Matt, who got the shaft because you guys went around the upstairs to the brass and shook enough hands till you're in charge. But that being said, I need this job just the same as you guys. So fuck you, Matt Lees.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how you do your part.
Can we cross
that off your daily duties list. You're done.
Can we get a collective fuck Matt Lees?
All at once. Ready? Ooh. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck Matt Lees.
And on that note, Lenny, do you have the listener email this week? Matt was supposed to give you the password.
No,
the
let's hear a Jeff Black story first.
Jeff's got a story.
Okay. This involves public urination.
Fucking great.
So, like, you know, I drive a lot for a job. I'm a courier. And I used to do nights. Like, I do overnights. And I was so glorious because the world was my urinal. There's just something about whipping your wang out and taking a leak in the middle of a parking lot. Like, it's just you, the truck, and the fucking light. And the puddle you create that is there for a couple days later, and you can say, yep, that shit was me. But working days now. Oh, sorry.
You go back and look at the puddles when you're finished, or like, or the next day, or you record them, tweet them. What did you say? Tweeter? What?
Twitter-pated.
Twitter-pated. It's an old word. Look it up.
No, but no, like, because it's urine, so it stains. Like, if you piss on a white shirt, you stain the shirt, right?
Okay, so you do a lot of like repeat deliveries to the same places.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like you got to route with the same place every day. But during the day, though, man. It's tough. It's a tough world during the day. Like, you got to be, like, covert about it if you got a leak outside. And the, it was like last week, I had to go so bad. Like, I swear, like, it was, I almost pissed myself going to Ring of Honor, right? Mm-hmm. It was like that bad. Like, I was crying and I'd, like, do a delivery. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was like, I got to go fucking right now. And so I, like, back my truck up to, like, this big transformer box, and I'm just like run around back, think I'm like all good, and then like I just got my dick out, I'm holding it, I'm like taking this glorious piss, and then fucking everybody walks out for break, and there I am fucking just they saw my shame.
You know what, a couple episodes back, Lenny, you told us all about how the bum came into your store and you would not let him take a piss. I'm just wondering, would you let the hardcore hick piss in your store?
Yeah, he comes in all the time to piss in my store. usually stops by, orders a pizza, looks at the wrestling action figures, and says, can I use your washroom? I say yes, because he's not a hobo. He's a hardcore hick.
Is he at least buying something?
He's bought stuff in the past.
I bought merchandise from there.
What did I just say? You bought stuff in the past.
But you make it sound like so minuscule.
Well, you bought. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. And my children are starving. The rent's due. Like, you can help me out. Come tomorrow and spend like 50, whatever you can afford. That'd really help me out. At 370 Highland Road, Unit 16B at Planet Leisure.
See, now I know why you miss Matt so much, because he plugged the hell out of that place.
I know.
But yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, he's dead to us.
All right. So you took a piss and everybody saw your cock.
And it was like, because I'm a hairy guy. I'm Yugoslavian.
Not a lot of manscaping going on down south?
I used to manscape. And I'm like,
You're Yugoslavian?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I got that Yugoslavian name.
Yeah.
Black. The most generic fucking name on the planet.
I would never have pegged you for Yugoslavian.
Yeah, and like, oh, it's just like, how, like, I didn't even really cut it off. I just kind of turned and everybody had a giggle. I'm like, fuck.
Well, yeah, at that point, how much more damage could you possibly do to your image to them? I mean, yeah, they've seen your cock again. They've seen your piss.
Fucking hick and douche show. Here we go.
It is the, yeah, hick and douche.
What the fuck has stopped me from not putting that in as a subtitle? Like, it's the next episode of it.
That's right.
The next chapter of the podcast.
I'm the Dutchman and I suck. I saw his cock. No.
What?
Can I have your attention, please? I have just received an email from the anonymous general manager.
What the fuck is this?
Shut up. I gotta read this. I've been instructed to read this.
What?
While none of you know who I am, I recently took over controlling percentage of the podcast. Therefore, I'm declaring myself the anonymous general manager of Legend in my spare time. I declare the only man who may speak for me is special guest Penthouse Lenny Lilac. See how that works? A true gentleman. If my words do not come from his mouth, consider them falsities. I also forbid the Dutchman, Jeff Black, and anyone else to speak while my music is playing. My first action as GM is to rid the listeners of shame and pestilence that would be a show hosted by the Dirty Dutchman.
Hey!
No talking. While he is a solid straight man, that's debatable, that is his place, and therefore I have decided to announce my choice as host of the podcast. I hereby reinstate the original host, the founder, Father Yoda to the Legend Universe, the Reverend Matt Lees.
Matt Lees is the most crooked man on earth.
What the fuck is going on here?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy? You start the conversation with, hey, buddy?
What the fuck else am I going to say?
I'm high on cold meds, neocitrin, a cocktail of things. I feel fragile. I come into work today only to hear that the goddamn Dutchman has taken my job. With pride. I heard what you said. You were happy.
Hey, you would do the same in my shoes.
Listen, motherfucker, you guys sold me out. You, Jeff Black, you, Eddie Osborne, the only man who stood up for me was Penthouse Lenny Lilac. What the fuck is going on here?
I didn't say shit, man. I missed you. Like, what are you talking about? I love you, man.
Well, you
The Dutchman.
You fuckers heard what the general manager said, so I suggest you all watch your mouths, because Daddy's home, the king is back, and Van Boss, don't you ever, ever take over my microphone again, son. You know your place, sir. I don't give a fuck what the management tells you. This is my podcast, Applesauce.
Yeah, I think he was doing a pretty terrible job. Not a good job.
Oh. You're all cunts.
You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Wait, did I just get fucking fired?
Yeah, you did. The general manager overpowered the board and said, no, fuck Tim Van Boss.
Suck the wrong dick, Tim.
I'm going to have to put out some fucking emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck the Dutchman. Matt, you know, you and I, we're buds. Like, fuck this Dutchman, piece of shit. Like, fucking, like, the Dutch are useless. Like, fuck him,
well, thank
man.
You.
Dude, you fucking waffle like the Belgians.
Yeah, don't listen to the first 5 minutes of the show, man.
Yeah. No, I heard it. Don't worry. I heard it. Hey, Jeff, thank you for your loyalty, Jeff Black. Now, since it's my show, I think we should do the intros all over again. So, my first guest that I would like to introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeff Black.
I like the song.
There he is. Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time, sir.
Thank you, thank you. And might I say, bump, 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 bump. Fuck Van Boss.
Amen. Also, my special guest at this time, Penthouse Lenny Lilac.
Right.
The official voice of the anonymous general manager of Legend in My Spare Time.
It's a pleasure to be part of Family Entertainment again.
You feel better now that I'm back?
Well, I took all my stroke.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible. Also, my guest, a.k.a. Impact, Eddie Osborne.
You guys got some horrible bromance going on, you two. I don't know what the fuck's up.
This is your intro song.
I like
it. I'm just going to listen. I like it, too.
Let's all pause for a moment and just take a listen.
Can we sing?
Sure we can.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Pity, can you understand? You take me by the heart and you pick me by the hand.
Oh, Mickey, what a pity you don't understand.
It's guys like you, Mickey. Oh, what you do, Mickey, do, Mickey. Go break my heart, Mickey.
See, we're already having more fun. We're already having more fun. And my next guest at this time, ladies and gentlemen, the Dirty Dutchman, Tim Van Boss.
Hate you sometimes.
I believe you said to me today via text message, karma's a bitch. And yes,
that
it
was
is.
A, oh,
you. By the way, great job on the podcast today, Tim. You are a solid host. Maybe we can get over this now, but you know, you hurt my feelings today, Tim.
How do I fucking hurt your feelings?
Well, let's see. You try to take my job, but it's okay. We're all family again. Jeff Black's back in the house. We have listener mail to talk about. It's an exciting day. You guys didn't get the listener mail, huh?
Didn't we end the last week's program on a cliffhanger? Don't we need to start with that?
Oh, we did. Well, last week, it's good that you guys are here. Last week, we were telling the story of our trip to Ring of Honor in Toronto, the wrestling show, where Jeff Black got embarrassingly drunk and made a fool of himself.
And just so you know, we didn't talk about any of the wrestling. We only talked about the fun we had outside of
right.
the ring.
Because people don't like us talking about wrestling. So, we're at the show. And then we teased last week, we ended with something that made grown men cry like little girls. Because I went to get a beer, I came back, I joined Jeff and the boys in our section to see rows and rows of people giggling. Like the uncontrollably giggle, like when you're in detention and you have to stop laughing, but you know you can and you're just going to giggle, giggle, giggle. That's what I come back to. So we never actually told the listeners at home what these boys were giggling at.
We told them that the
kid, they're the gentleman in the second row with the two pieces of paper holding up with his list of top 100 wrestlers that nobody could see. We told him, them, the listeners, that that's what he was doing. But when we got to the point where his handler had to come down the aisle and relieve him, because
can we hint at it?
No, I'm just gonna flat out say
no. It smelled like ammonia.
Yes, this kid full on pissed himself right in front of us. Well, not me. I was getting a beer, but he straight up pissed himself. This Spanish guy gets up and he says, "Now I've seen everything." He's laughing so hard, his friend has to help him up off the ground. So then, for the rest of the show,
it wasn't just like a little bit. It was a pool,
like a massive pool of pee.
Like, listeners, take your arms, make a circle with them, like join your hands at the top, make a circle. That's how big the fucking pool of piss was.
Oh,
right through. Like, he didn't take his pants down.
No,
he didn't. He just was sitting there so excited just for the action that is ROH wrestling
that he pissed himself.
That he pissed himself.
So then there's three rows of grown men at any opportunity. One of them will start. And then three rows of people will giggle and laugh. And we once at one point we chanted at the wrestlers, "Fight over here, fight over here," because we wanted them to wrestle in the pee. But they didn't. They didn't wrestle in the pee. And Jeff was very immature about this too, because somebody in the front row tried to fight him.
Yeah.
Oh man. Because
you were picking on the poor handicapped kid.
Everyone
in
was
front
picking,
of his handler.
Everyone was picking on the fucking handicapped kid. All right. And I told Eddie Osborne this. I was like, that fuck this stupid bitch who paid like fucking $90 for front row so she could bang on the fucking barrier. She's like, grow up.
No, that was a dude.
No, the girl was the one who gave me the hard time.
The girl, and I was like,
with the ponytail and the blue shirt. I remember you, bitch.
Yeah. Fuck you, bitch. I was like, I was drunk, but I'm like, okay, just fucking simmer down, Jeff. Like, because her boyfriend or fucking podcast hero himself of ROH, I was like, man,
he's a YouTube hero.
A YouTube hero. I'm like, you are, like, in my head, I'm like, you're 120 pounds. I'm like, I'm a fucking brown belt in karate.
Going to die. Yeah, so this kid who's bitching at Jeff Black, I whisper in Jeff's ear, I'm like, tell him to go make a YouTube video about it. Because I knew I recognized this role, this guy and his friend, and it's because they have their own YouTube channel where they go to shows and talk about everything. I checked both their feeds, and we did not appear in their story.
So don't plug them.
I was gonna say spam him and call him a cunt, but we won't even bother. They get way more hits than we do. But they didn't mention any assholes chanting at the retarded kid at all.
Okay, man. Oh, just, you know, I'm like split on it. Like, I should have said, well, fuck your mother and the fucking dude she's riding tonight.
But then we would have, like, got kicked out.
Just simmer down, Jeff.
Yeah, like, just simmer down, Jeff. You don't need to beat up a 100-pound kid.
I don't want to get kicked out of the Ted Reeve Center.
Again.
Because then you'd have had to walk home, because we wouldn't have left.
You made fun of a retarded kid who pissed his pants.
Okay, everyone.
Dude, no. Three rows of people made fun of a retarded kid who pissed his pants.
Okay.
I didn't.
No,
that when anybody would walk
near... I walked away, because I didn't want any part of it.
When anybody would walk near the puddle, me and this guy would go,
oh.
And if they stepped in it, yay! And again, I thought it was funny that there's a dad and his two kids in front of us. And at the beginning, the dad was like, don't laugh. It's inappropriate. Show some respect. By the end, three of them, shoulders going, laughing hysterically. Because this kid was then just sitting there, started leaning up over people in front of him to lean over to get them to read his sign.
With his piss pants.
piss all over
kid
his track.
Kid was touched.
He was, yeah.
He was fucking touched. But they, the one that I like... That involves the piss pants kid, but when that fucking midget lady came over and she was like ragging on him, like, you don't fucking deserve to be in that fucking seat. Fuck your signs, all that shit. And then all of us in that section, fuck the midget.
Fuck the midget.
To the point that Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas stopped their match, leaned on the ropes, and looked at us like, whatever, what? You're done, boys.
Like, okay, so you guys can make fun of piss pants.
Yes.
But the midget, the dwarf, comes and says, hey, you shouldn't do that. And then you make fun of her.
Yep. Yeah, because we're funny. She's a bit. She's just
she was being mean.
Dude.
She was being hurtful.
Okay? Yeah.
I know this sounds weird, me being the voice of reason, but you guys are pricks.
No, man. We didn't attack him. We attacked his stupid fucking sign. She said, you don't deserve to be here. And that's wrong.
It all started out because he was holding up the top 100 wrestlers on two white sheets of paper. 8x10, whatever those regular size pieces of paper. And nobody could possibly see it. And he just kept standing up and everyone behind him was like, sit the fuck down.
He's retarded. He doesn't know. Hasn't he been slighted enough?
We didn't know he was retarded
world?
At the time. He didn't look retarded.
It's true. Until the midget yelled at him, we didn't really fully realize he was touched.
Okay. Then,
nah,
hey,
he
man,
like...
That's
he,
all good.
You know, like, you can tell if a kid's got Down syndrome. He's just got that fucking look.
It wasn't a Down syndrome. It was more like an Asperger syndrome.
No, but I knew that kid was touched because...
Because he pissed himself?
No, it was...
because he assumed that a guy 20 feet away in a ring could read a piece of paper, 8x11, with
bingo.
100 names on it?
Bingo. That's why, man. Like, he had his... Two fucking 8.5x11 sheets of fucking lined paper with 100 fucking names on them. Just, who was number one? Do we know?
No. I didn't recognize the name when I asked him who number one was. So, he's obviously
the,
gifted.
The one I had to walk touched. Away is because his handler came and set his backpack in the puddle of piss. Yeah, and then I am like, I'm done here. I got to go because this is only going to turn bad for me because you guys, the Mexican guys are rolling in the aisles, like crying. And she puts his bag right in the puddle.
And then she also looked like she was having the worst night of her life.
And not only that, is after I left and you guys were killing yourselves and joke after joke after joke just kept coming, she was sitting two seats behind you the whole time.
It's almost worse than the time that fucking Jeff Black asked why black people get tattoos in front of a table full of black
people.
Oh,
that was good.
Why'd you ask them, Jeff?
You stupid, stupid fuck.
And I'm like, they didn't fucking hear it. They didn't hear it.
Why do black guys get tattoos? You can't see them.
Hey, why do black guys get tattoos? Black guy?
I don't know. Why don't you ask them, Jeff?
You're such a racist, Jeff Black.
I am not a racist.
You're a little bit of a racist.
Nah, we're all racist, man. We all love our own race the most. That makes us racist.
You're not allowed to be proud to be white either because it immediately makes you racist. You can't have white entertainment television. Wet.
I have a question. I think that channel already exists, buddy. I think you got to pay an extra $15 a month for
it. It's Fox. That's white entertainment television.
You're not CNN. Allowed. You can have black entertainment television. You can be proud to be black. You're not allowed to be proud to be white. It's against the rules. All the white guys before us fucked it up so bad that it's not okay to be white. Now you got to keep it on the down low.
Now, speaking of things you can and can't say, Jeff and I had an interesting conversation today. He asked me if he should bring Impact Eddie Osborne along. And I said an interesting word, which led to a conversation between me and Jeff. Because I said, hey, man, new rule, no gingers allowed. And he texts back and goes, bro, I've heard people call Jeff Eddie a lot of things, but never a ginge. And I was like, well, is it offensive? Like, is it like the N-word? I didn't really realize it could have been an offensive word. And he's like, I'm sure he may not be offended by it, but I've never called him that. So then I'm like, is ginger an offensive word? It's not like I said you have no soul.
I believe. Okay, Cambridge, the Canada Day in Cambridge. There's like a sea of like people, and I'm in all my singlet glory with my fucking cottage cheese ass hanging out.
I remember that too.
And I see this ginger in the crowd, and I just look at him with a smile, I'm like, you're a ginger. And the kid's looking back at me, just fuck you, man. Fucking hate you. And I'm like, you have no soul. And just he like put his hat down and gave me the finger.
Were you ever harassed as a kid or as an adult for having red hair?
Many times harassed, but I'm kind of an asshole myself, and I just take care of business. I'll punch a guy in the face, and I don't care about it.
So, my question is ginger an offensive thing to you? Is referring to you as a ginger offensive?
I ain't call me anything, man. Call me a nigger. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, that's a bad word. That's your one. That's your one.
Okay, that's
we all get
that's
one.
One.
That's it. We all get
but
one.
I
Van
really
Boss,
do
you
want to
get yours in?
He's shocked that he's been fired. He's just sitting here. He doesn't
fuck you,
do.
Lenny.
You've already been fired, so if you want to throw an N-bomb in, you're more than welcome.
I'm not in the mood to fucking talk right now. Get back
What episode were you in the mood to talk?
At the beginning of this one, though, his hopes were up. He was thinking, hey, I got my own podcast. I'm the legend. And you two... your bromance somehow ended
this.
What
do you mean, man? Listen.
You guys are involved somehow. Yeah, come on now.
I got a call. I came to work as usual. That's all I'm saying. Okay, just because the general manager picked me, let's not all be bitter about it, all right?
I'm just saying you didn't even miss like 20 minutes.
Because I'm Matt Lees, motherfucker. This is my show.
I'm just
it's like
saying.
When Christian had the World Heavyweight Championship, and the next day they were like, actually, no.
Cup of coffee. You got to transition. He was the transitional champion.
Transitional host.
When the hell did Christian win the world title?
Last Thursday.
Yeah, he had it from last Sunday to last Tuesday. Then they gave it back to Orton. But anyway, people don't like when we talk about wrestling. Oh, yeah. We have something else we can move on to, but I cannot get the listener mail to load in my goddamn phone. And it's good because he's shit-talking you.
Oh, wicked. I like when they do that.
I can't get it to load, so.
So I guess we'll have to save it.
I guess we'll have to save it. As sad as that sounds, I guess we'll have to save
Who's
it.
Who's it from?
Joe Gross.
Oh.
Joe's talking more shit about you.
Got it.
You gotta get it.
Oh,
I wanna hear this
it.
Shit.
It worked.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Fuck you, Lenny. So as we were talking about the money situation, you know, Joe will donate more if more people donate. We've been saying you've gotten a few donations. So here's what Joe says in the email. Screen capture for me that confirmed the donations to your PayPal account from Lenny's friends. Ding. That being said, if needed, Lenny was able to find two more people to donate 100 each, how does helping my boy Lees hurt me? He should be pounding the pavement to help you out anyways. Joke's on him. Hopefully he didn't take me calling him a douchebag personally. I just knew I could get a rise out of him. I really like the infused music. Isn't that what you originally set out to do? For what it's worth, thank you for keeping me entertained, Joe.
You're welcome, Joe.
So he's not falling for our bullshit about we got all these donations. So if you would like to donate to the Matt Lees Band and help us complete our first album, legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. Any amount helps. You don't have to donate, though. You can just write in and say hello and talk with us and, you know, call us assholes or whatever.
I'm impressed, Joe. He figured it out before. And he's not as dumb as I thought he was.
Well, I left in the edits, so we also didn't do a very good job of convincing that, you know.
You
said you did, but I didn't hear it.
Yeah, we didn't try very hard.
I like Joe because he called Lenny a douche.
Douche.
Yeah, you would.
Douche-a-louche.
Now, listen, we have something else that we can do this week, but it requires Tim Van Boss to be in a better mood. So how are you feeling, Tim Van Boss?
Fuck you.
Okay, listen, we have a game to play.
All right.
Is it called...
I'm not playing no fucking Dave Gaze raging homo mustache.
You shut your whore mouth, okay?
Is it crotch chicken?
No, you'd be the champion at that. You'd be the champion at that.
What we're going to do is
we're going to team you guys up. So it's going to be Jeff Black and Impact Eddie Osborne taking on the team of the Dirty Dutchman.
I don't want to be his partner.
You
son of a whore.
Taking on the filthy,
blood-belching vagina.
Taking on the team of the Dirty Dutchman and Impact and Lenny Lilac.
Get the general manager on here.
It'll be interesting to see who indeed is the Marty Jannetty and who's going to go up and who's going to go through a plate glass window. So, are you guys ready for the game? Come on, somebody tell me they're excited.
I'm excited.
I hate games.
Eddie's practically pissing his fucking pants.
Can I trade?
No. Yeah. No.
Fuck you, bitch.
No.
Nobody's happy.
You want to trade teams?
Yes.
So that would make you and the Dutchman against Jeff and Lenny?
I'll keep Jeff.
Fuck. You'll keep Jeff. All right. So
I hate all of you so much.
Okay, how about Jeff, Eddie, and me against the Dutch?
No, it's got to be 2-on-2. It's unfair. Okay, he's not. Let's not completely.
No, no. Come on, say it.
He told me before, as long as I said it to his face.
Hey, yeah. cunt bags, don't talk over each other, all right? You fucking pieces of shit.
Thank you,
little fucking fucks.
Thank you, Jeff Black.
No problem, Matt. You're my boy.
Tim, Lenny versus Jeff, Eddie. You guys ready?
Yes. Yep.
No.
Hi, I'm Dave Kay, and as you know, I've seen some shit and done some shit, and my man Matt Lees here, he can talk some shit. What we want to know is if you can tell the difference. Welcome to Dave Kay's Wild Rides or Matt Lees' Outrageous Lies.
Who will survive?
Story number one is called Shirts. A few summers ago, Dave Kay and myself found ourselves live in Orangeville at what can only be described as a hick bar. We were there to be the night's entertainment, the music, the rock and roll band, if you will. During the evening, because the only thing to do when you're playing covers at a hick bar is to get disgustingly drunk, so we did. We proceeded to drink, to the point that Dave Kay was out of his normal shell, running around the bar and hitting on women, which would lead one of the patrons to say, "I'm mad at my boyfriend, Dave Kay. Can you help me with that?" During a guitar solo, Dave K decided to walk around the stage and walk through this, what is only to be described as, sold-out crowd for this hick bar. As Dave K returned to the stage only minutes later, I was shocked to notice that he was only wearing his pants. Story number two is called The Canoe. It's another beautiful summer night at the Boathouse of Victoria Park. Now, for those of you who are not familiar and aren't able to figure it out from its very clever name, the boathouse is accessible by water. So, this specific beautiful evening, Dave K and I are there to celebrate the birthday of one of the old-timers. Now, this old-timer has not arrived yet, so we're at the back of the boathouse drinking our beers on the patio when we see, around the corner, on a canoe. Here comes the old-timer in a full suit, a la Abraham Lincoln, including the top hat. He comes around the corner on the boat, screaming, "Hey, boys," and honking a horn. He hops off of the canoe. We all greet him with a birthday hug, as we do up here in Canada. And also, as we do up here in Canada, we decided the best way to celebrate his birthday would be to share with him a bong, a bowl, or a joint, anything of that kind, to celebrate this man's 60th birthday. Right when the celebration starts, Hostile Chef, who is the jerk who used to cook food at the boathouse and also hated Matt Lees, shows up on the patio and sees what we're about to do and says, "Get the fuck off of my patio, you fucking stoners." So, Dave K, the old timer, and myself hopped into the canoe, went out onto the lake, and continued. And as we saw him watching us from the boathouse patio, we said, "Well, now I'm not on your fucking patio, jackass." Matt Lees wins.
You heard the two stories. Now, is this one of Dave K's wild rides or one of Matt Lee's outrageous lies?
All right, who would like to go first?
Why all you assholes pointing at me?
Okay, so you guys can deliberate for your answer. Fuck. You guys can deliberate. First story is called Shirts. Second story is called Canoe. I need to know which one you guys think I made up and which one you guys think is a true story.
Don't you fucking look at me like that, Lenny. These guys are fucking signing language, sign language, talking to each other.
Yeah, three. You guys got it right. Pick story three. I like to file a protest with the management here because I disagree with my partner's selection. And I'd also said in the past that I would not play this fucking cocksucker's game anymore because he cheats. And we already know you're crooked. I guarantee you both these stories are half true.
That's exactly the point. Fuck your dents sometimes.
Okay.
Well, then you get it right, you fucking queer.
I think I do have the right story.
Okay, wait.
But Jeff, I don't want you being part of the fucking victory.
All right. Jeff Black, Eddie Osborne, which story do you guys think is true?
Two.
So you guys are going with Canoe is the true story. Okay.
Yes, I'm massive.
And Lenny, Van Boss, which story is true?
Fucking Lenny's got no part of it.
Okay, but which story is true?
The first one is truer.
Okay.
Because remember, there's elements of it in both.
Can I hit this guy?
No. All right, please. So Jeff and Eddie have predicted that story number two, Canoe, is the correct story. Should we check with Dave K to see how he feels about that? Yeah, here he comes. Hold on a second.
You stupid fuck. That's incorrect.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So, that means that even though they're fighting and even though they hate each other's guts, the winning team this week, ladies and gentlemen, Penthouse Lenny Lilac and the dirtiest of the dirty Dutchmen, Tim Van Boss. Let's hear Dave K just to confirm. Hold on 1 second.
Tell him what he's won, Maddie.
Well, they've won nothing other than the pride of their victory. You guys, I'm so proud of you guys. You were fighting, and you two, you guys are stupid.
You know what? Why do you have to have stupid stories then? He lost his shirt. Oh my God. Raving crazy.
You're just like
you
Lenny.
You guys suck.
Just like Lenny.
You guys suck. You guys don't even know how to live.
It's no naked elbow or banging a chick on the railroad tracks and thinking, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah. Great. These stories, whenever one of you guys loses, you automatically just hate on the story.
Okay? Yep, that's the way it goes.
You're winners this week, Lenny Lilac and the Dirty Dutchman, Tim Van Boss.
Yay! That's right. Undefeated.
I'm one and one.
Isn't this enjoyable music?
It reminds me. Remember the TV show Coach?
Yeah.
Who the fuck was Coach again?
I don't know. He's bald though.
Is he dead?
No.
I think he's actually working for like ESPN now.
The other guy in there was Patrick from SpongeBob though. Stop talking.
Really? Another edition of Dave K's Wild Ride. Matt Lee's Outrageous Laughs.
So there you go.
If I could actually just say one thing real quick about that music that just played.
Yes.
No, I went to a bitchin' wedding on Saturday night, and that was the fucking walk back down the aisle after the couple said their I do's.
That's actually pretty cool.
I know.
That's awesome. You know what I could do is I could program that R2-D2 to bring somebody to their ring. Because you can program this electronic R2 that I have into take like a certain course.
My buddy's got his wedding coming up on June 11th.
Does he want R2-D2 to bring his wife his ring?
You can ask him this Saturday, man.
I can indeed when we're in Listowel for our wrestling show, which will be over by the time you guys hear this.
So it was awesome.
I think I'm actually gonna take some video if you guys don't mind. That'll be like a day in the life of the ring announcer. And I might get the crowd to chant something about Canada so I can send it to my American buddy as a big fuck you. Because as you may or may not see if you follow us on Facebook, we had a video posted on our wall that was an American guy on a track on a what is he on?
4x4.
On a 4x4 with an American flag. Driving around, shooting his gun, screaming, Osama's dead, baby.
Yeah, he said nothing's more American than that. And he challenged Matt Lees
to make a more patriotic Canadian video.
Speaking of Osama bin Laden, have you guys heard of the Osama bin Laden pornos that are coming out right now?
Yeah, I saw
that. But hold on, we're sidetracked already. So on Saturday, I want to film a video with the crowd, and I want them just to do like a Canada chant. So I can send him a video.
Then you're going to have to go in the ring and sing. Oh, make them rise for the singing of their national anthem.
Well, if we have a good crowd, I'll tell them exactly this. I'll be like, I got an American friend who's giving me some heat. Chant, oh, Canada.
They don't care about your American friend.
They don't?
No.
Don't you think they hate America enough to be like, fuck
this?
Yeah,
but they don't care about you. They don't care about anything other than the show going on, right?
All
right,
so Jeff will do it.
So, no, they don't like Jeff either.
All you have to do.
They like the heck. But yeah, like Lenny was saying, get them to sing the anthem.
All right.
Yeah. Please rise for the singing of the Canadian National Anthem, and you sing it. You can fucking sing.
I'm not singing the Canadian National
Anthem. And then douse the ring in maple syrup.
Well, I was going to chug
maple
syrup. I was going to do the, you know, where I was going to get, if the chant monkeys are there, you know, you got a few of them to wear a red toque, a few of them to wear a white toque, a few of them to wear a red toque, and then I do the Shawn Michaels celebration where he jumps into the crowd as they're singing O Canada, and I really have to pee. Sorry to get sidetracked, but goddamn do I have to pee.
I don't know.
In my mouth?
No. It's like the time you almost pissed yourself.
Oh, man. Fuck. That was so good to go behind the Esso by the dumpster, man. Shit. Oh, that's the best feeling.
Pull the car over, Lenny. Pull it over. I'm not going to make it. Oh, I can't make it anymore. Oh, my God. Please. Are we there yet? I said, there's a gas station just around the corner. No, I can't make it.
Was this?
All right. We are backseat in Penthouse Lenny Lilac's luxury vehicle, the Cadillac.
It is a nice car.
I'm with Jeff Black.
Nothing. I got a piece, so what? Go fuck yourself.
Penthouse is driving.
It's a goddamn Cadillac. It's not just a Cadillac.
A goddamn Cadillac. And this guy here, I don't know who this guy is.
Don't you worry about that.
He had his thumb out on the highway. He said he wanted to come to Ring of Honor wrestling with
us. Nick Gage.
Nick Gage, apparently,
Nick
is in the house.
H.
Hey, Jeff Black. Do you have to pee?
A little bit, man.
We picked up a hitchhiker. He told me not to ask him his name or to look him in the eye. And he doesn't like people sneaking up behind him, but I'm sitting behind him, so I'm terrified. Very, very scared. Jeff, do you still have to pee?
I'm juggling my butt cheeks back and forth. Yes, I have to.
Dude, you know what I love is that restaurant, Jack Astor's, it's a place in Canada. They put ice cubes in the urinals, so when you pee, it like steams up on you and shit.
All right, we got Tone Lock. I'm going to forget about peeing.
Tone Lock, you dumb shit.
I got to pee, and I'm drunk. Shut the fuck up.
Jeff Black is drunk, and he has to pee. And he doesn't like me talking about, you know, because when you pee on ice cubes, it melts them, right? It's so soothing because the steam comes up, and you're like...
No. Piss steam is not soothing. That's why you have a urinal fucking cake in there. But it's not the cake you eat. It's the cake that gets peed on. Right, Nick H?
I don't piss on cakes. I like cake.
Hey, fuck you, Lenny.
Penthouse Lenny Lilac likes cupcake with bacon on them.
Oh, they're delicious.
Together at last, and they're delicious.
Brownies with bacon, that's the shit, man.
You said bacon.
Shut the fuck up!
Brownies with makeup? Shut up! Make you mean you'd like to date
fuck
brown
you
guys
all,
wearing makeup?
Yes. Oh, come on, I got pee.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Ted Reeve.
It is not even 7 p.m. yet.
Oh.
And Jeff Black is crunked and grumpy, and he needs to pee, and he's already chopped me a few times.
I need some airflow.
He's
put on tone low.
Is the airflow helping you? You're still drinking, though, even though you need to pee.
Well,
you know you're making it worse.
No, I'm not.
You are. You're filling your bladder up more.
I haven't broke. No, it's going right to the liver.
Dude, your pants are camouflage. If you want to pee yourself, it might sink in,
but
and we won't tell anyone.
I've never been in a Cadillac before. I don't want to pee my first time in a Cadillac. I have pissed myself.
It'll be your last time in a Cadillac, too, Lenny says.
Yeah, I can always go train it back. No biggie. No biggie.
No, don't spend too much of your money. You might have to lend me money at the merch table, remember?
I don't lend anybody money, man.
We might have to buy some masks.
Yeah, we might have to buy some wrestling masks.
Can I pee on a mask? The Blue Demon mask. Can I pee on the mask?
$85,
asshole.
I'm down with that for a pee.
Why don't you just pee in the bottle?
And eat it? Because my aim is not good.
Pee in this pouch right here.
Dude, no. Oh.
No pouchy pee.
Oh. There's a pen and, like...
We'll follow up, ladies and gentlemen, with whether or not the hardcore hick pisses his pants.
Oh, no! I can pee on PSP, NBA, 08. Ah, shit. Remember,
Oh, he's going to tell a story.
Remember
NBA? I love the NBA Jam.
Dude on fire! And you could dunk it from fucking anywhere on that
Well, no, what I loved about NBA Jam is you could pause in the middle of a game and go pee.
Oh, fuck you, man. Please.
Boom, shakalaka.
That's the hitchhiker on my side, bitch.
Remember when he could be Bill Clinton?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I did not piss.
My parents. You're going to piss yourself, Jeff Black.
No.
Jeff's going to pee himself.
Oh, it was cute. It was a good car ride. You got grumpy.
I don't even really remember some of that shit.
It kind of makes me laugh because you're making fun of a guy who peed himself hours later, asshole.
True. Karma got you.
That's fucking
karma.
The universe.
Okay.
Dump just turned off.
Say Tara's sister is getting naked in front of you, but you got to take like a massive dump. When you're getting your hoo-hoo, the dump gets turned off.
How is it way less funny the second time?
Yeah, because...
Say it like you did the first time!
I can't remember how I said it, all right? I'm drunk. Fuck. When you're getting blown, but you gotta take a shit. I spit all over the place there. But the shit gets turned off because you're getting blown. It's fucking animal instinct. Like, you gotta...
Dick Trump shit.
Yeah, Dick Trump shit. You gotta blow your load before you blow your ass. All right, and hey, I love a good poop. I love a good poop, man. I'm like at my fourth bowel movement today, and the fourth one smelled like garlic. But if I was getting blown, the poop gets turned off. Dick blowing trumps ass releasing, in my books. Man, it was funnier the first time. Shit. I'm like a situational humorist.
You know what the best part about this whole thing is, Jeff Black?
What?
We still have to wait in line to buy our tickets.
Peeing in the line. Peeing in the line. I will give Outhouse Lenny $10 to buy me a GA ticket. And then I will pay another $10 to get in.
I think your ticket's 15.
No, they're 10.
I think they're 15.
I'll pay...
They're
actually
20.
Care.
Fuck you,
money,
Jeff.
All you women out there.
Oh, but you can't lend me money at the merch table. You're a good friend.
You're not my friend, though. That's the thing, man.
Oh, yeah, right. We're acquaintances. Fuck you!
It's just not funny with it turned on. It is more funny with it turned off.
Are we talking about penis again?
No. Talking about your fucking... Your shit show. Your iPod shit show. That you have uninteresting guests on. Including me.
Mr. Oh, no!
Oh, okay, we gotta turn this off. What is the fucking reception? Oh, man.
You're a real interesting guy. You know that, Jeff?
Are we almost there? Like, are you still fucking recording? GPS it, man. No, fuck.
I'm not recording.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Why do you have it in my mouth, then?
That's what she said.
I see. I see the app on your fucking.
Oh. Oh, poor Jeff. I was harassing you, wasn't I?
Go back to the Mr. part.
Oh, man.
We're only 2 minutes from the gas station.
Oh, this is the longest red light. Oh, I see the S, though. I'm going to fuck you.
That fountain is so great. Common.
Yeah, we were trying to convince him to piss in his fountain.
I'll piss in your mouth.
Oh, the car in front of us broke down. The car in front of him. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you have to
Dude,
be?
Dude, fucking 10, man. Oh.
What if the gas station clerk says no? We do not have a bathroom. You must buy gas.
Oh, I will fucking buy a liter of gas and piss, man.
Buy me a chocolate bar while you're in there.
Fox, let's go. No, don't fucking merge. Jesus, fuck. You're blocking it. No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're going to make it, man. It's a green light.
You hear him talking to himself? He's slapping himself in the leg.
Oh, man. Okay. 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 Oh, and that's on the run. They got pissers. Oh, fuck.
On the run. Good luck. Good luck, Jeff. Don't forget the candy bars.
See you at the show.
See you there, buddy. Ted Reeve is like 2 hours that way.
What is this thing? That's your new wife. Brother. Husband.
Now we're watching Jeff.
I was really hoping Jeff was going
to
pee himself.
He's
he was getting frustrated
to the
back
door.
Here.
Look at him walk. You have a bathroom? Nope.
He really wanted to pee in this bottle, you know.
Yeah.
You were sizing up the bottle like you were going to piss in it.
Oh, yeah, but my aim is like, I don't know how truckers can drive like their fucking 18-wheeler that has like fucking 96 gears and piss in a bottle and not get it on themselves, man. I can't piss in a toilet without it splashing out onto the fucking floor.
It's because you have such a tiny penis. You have so far to aim.
No, it's because I'm not circumcised. That's
fair enough. We're not talking about this. Remember, no circumcision talk. Now, post-pee, maybe Jeff Black was in a better mood. Shall we find out?
Probably.
Do you remember any of this?
No. I remember having to pee a lot.
Oh, here comes the rap part. Coming up, Lang. What's this version? Maybe not.
Boring. That was before.
Okay.
Oh, well, fuck you, Jeff.
I know. The parts that I can't remember, I know I was in a lot better mood after I pissed.
Yeah, you were singing, you were dancing, you were happy. Yeah.
I almost pissed my pants when I was in the Esso because it was, of course, it was fucking occupied, and I'm like knocking. Like I hate when people knock on the door when I'm taking a shit, and it's like, yo, fucking, I'm taking a shit, fuck off. But all I could hear was like. Just the guy, like, fucking knocking back and mocking me.
Oh, shit.
You should have been like, please let me piss in the sink.
Please.
Yeah. I should have pissed in the sink, right, Eddie Osborne?
It happens.
Hey, did you pee in a sink somewhere? Come on.
We were on a road trip somewhere. I don't remember where
Kirkland
we were going.
Lake.
Okay, Kirkland Lake. That was a hell of a trip. Jeff Black stories for fucking 8 hours in a row. I know why people commit suicide.
Yeah.
But we stop at an Esso probably
in
on
North
the run.
Bay.
Okay, in North Bay.
And it was
Bay.
A shell.
You tell the story, motherfucker.
Yeah, seeing as you're cutting him off every time, you should just tell it.
No, because he's fucking wrong. That's why I'm cutting him off. Oh, I just touched your knee, eh, Tim Van Boss? Yeah, hey, you like that, eh?
Regardless, we all have to piss. Me being me, I'm the first one in there. I don't give a fuck about anybody else.
It's true, you don't.
So I decide, I'm like, everyone's got to pee after me. So I whip it out and piss in the sink. Leave sparkles everywhere, everything.
Nice.
I leave the thing, I'm like, oh man, Jeff, you're next, man. You're next, and...
And I walk in and I fucking take a piss in the toilet like a normal person. And I go to wash my hands. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, is this the soap? And then I'm like, someone pissed in the sink. Someone pissed in the fucking sink.
Hey, you're lucky he didn't shit in the sink, because I wouldn't put that past him.
I've never done that one. Never.
I think it'd be fun.
That's wrong.
I mean, I don't eat healthy, so my shits are never solid, so I can't play around like that.
When Jeff walked out, though, he was just shaking his head. He was like, what the fuck?
And were you giggling?
I was crying uncontrollably.
So you knew it was him, then?
I fucking knew right away. And it didn't even look like, you know, it was good. It was a good joke because it didn't really look like piss. It took me like 5 seconds of looking at it.
What happened? Why'd you stop talking, Jeff?
Because there was a boring chant going on, you fucking dick.
What? No, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I don't really know what's going on there. I apologize, Jeff. Please continue your story. I apologize.
Fuck you.
Come on. We were all listening. So you come out. There's pee in the sink. Eddie's giggling like a schoolgirl. And?
And I told Eddie to go fuck himself. Got it in before the boring chant, you fucking little woodpecker. It's all ahead.
Sorry about that. Obviously, somebody in the production stand does not enjoy your story. I hope it didn't offend you. I'm sorry.
I wasn't even going to come tonight. But then I'm like, well, maybe I should. And then, yep. Fucking stay at home, Jeff. Fuck, stay at home, masturbate.
You can't be the one with the hurt feelings. This guy got fucked over today.
Fuck him.
For the first 10 minutes, he was pussy hurt. Now he seems to be chill a little bit.
No,
so don't you
fuck
act
all
like
you guys.
Don't you act like a baby, and not me, Tim. I didn't do shit.
Tune in next week for Lenny Lilac by himself.
No, Eddie can come back. He didn't do anything.
Yeah,
I gotta pick him up.
You gotta go get him because Jeff's not coming next week. He's gonna stay home and beat off, right, Jeff?
Yep, to Red Tube.
No, don't use Red Tube. It's full of viruses and... Come on, son.
What do you want? You want me to download it?
Pornhub. No.
Fuck, stream it.
No.
No, tube8.com is pretty good.
No, it's all the fucking viruses and shit. All
right, then, Matt, what the fuck do you use?
I don't watch porn.
Liar.
But xnxx.com.
Yep, ditto.
Oh, don't tell me that.
The look of disgust on your face is priceless.
We don't need to discuss the fact that we watch the same wank videos.
You guys jerk off the same videos.
Zach from Misinformation in Iowa had a great...
we jerked off on his mom. You and me. Remember that night?
I'm not at liberty to answer that question.
Tim, there's something you need to know about me.
What?
I'm tired of you running your mouth and talking about my mama. I want you just to listen to Aretha for a second. What you want, baby, I got. What you need, do you know I got it? All I'm asking you is for a little respect when you come just home. Yeah, there you go. Just a little bit.
Point made. I'm just saying, it's a good bit. Time.
Just a little bit.
I got distracted. What were we talking
about?
Do
you
wrong. Your mom.
You guys are debating the merits of RedTube.
Oh, yeah, don't. That's enough of that, okay? Don't stick the mic in your bum. You are not Steve Carino.
Hello, ladies.
And ladies and gentlemen.
Jeff just succeeded with the most successful thing in his life. He farted in his own microphone. But it fucking stinks.
Oh, I think this is as good a time as any to bring the show to a close.
Oh, god damn it.
I think Jeff Black's going to have a heart attack from laughing so hard.
Wrap it up, man. Let's
somebody
get the fuck out of here.
It stinks in here. Somebody QAK.
Hey, AK, give us a retard scream.
Etching in my space time. Motherfucker.
His own mic, too. Now his own mic has his own fecal matter.
Would
on
you
it
say it was the greatest achievement of his life?
I've never seen him so happy.
Hey, Jeff Black. Jeff, quick, pick up the mic. I have a very important message to tell you.
What's that, Matt?
Check it out. Ready? Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man. No, you're not Steve Curry.